Good morning, everyone. My name is Father Kevin Dyer. I am a chaplain over at Jesuit High School and filling in this week, and so it's good to be with you here in St. Rita's. I want to focus today on the theme of going to church because, you know, obviously the last few months have caused all sorts of reflections within us about, you know, the purpose, the nature of going to church. Because obviously we haven't had the obligation to attend. And so within ourselves, we ask, okay, well then, you know, when life is normal, why is it? Why is it that I go to church? And let's think of two reasons why, both of which are valid. The first reason has to deal with the virtue of piety. Now, when we think of piety, or someone who is pious, we think of someone who is, you know, silently saying their prayers like they should. Fair enough, but it's not really what piety is. You know, piety was the virtue of Roman heroes. Roman heroes were pious. So what is it? Well, first, let's think that piety is a form of justice. And justice is a good thing, right? We think a real man would pay his debts. If he owes something to someone, a real man pays it back. That's what a just person does. They fulfill their debts and obligations. Well, piety has to do with debts that we can never repay. Think about it in your life. To whom do you owe debts that you could never hope to repay? Well, let's think first of all of our parents. You know, there's no point where we will ever say to our parents, all right, we're even now. Throughout our life, we owe a debt. They gave us life. They raised us. You know, they have made us who we are. We have a debt to them throughout life. Our country, which provides us security, stability, those who've given their lives to protect us, we owe a debt to our country which can never be repaid. And we owe a debt to God, which again, can never be fully repaid. We owe our lives to Him, our existence. And in His mercy, our forgiveness, even though we mess up all the time and take advantage of what we've been given all the time, nevertheless, there He is. And so out of this debt that we owe to God, we repay this by living a good life, and we repay it by offering Him worship. To sacrifice that time each week and to sacrifice it in the way that He asks. Through the church, He asks that we sacrifice it by 1 hour on a Sunday. And, you know, we might say, well, okay, I'll do a half hour on Wednesday. Well, just think about with your own kids. If you ask your kids what you want them to do and they come back with, that's a great idea, Mom, but how about I do something else? And that'll be just as good, right? No. I asked for this. This is what I want. And so a pious person repays that. And of course, over the last few months, we haven't had that obligation through the church. We haven't had that obligation, but the day will come again when we will have that obligation. And we'll just think, a good person pays his debts. But there's another reason that we're here. There's another reason that we're here. And think about it. As children, we probably went to Mass because our parents made us. And again, nothing wrong with that. That's how you teach children to be good people. You make them do things. But hopefully there came a point in our lives where in the midst of the Mass, we discovered something deeper present. We discovered Christ present, who knows us individually, who has a plan for our lives, who has something important to say to us. And in that moment, we discovered the pearl of great price. And we realized that this church is the field. This church is the field where the great treasure is buried. And so we return to that field. We take care of that field. We make sure that we can go back to it and find the pearl of great price, who is Jesus, who gives himself to us here under the form of bread and wine. And so today, as we approach the altar, we approach not only out of that desire to fulfill our debts, but also as people searching for the pearl of great price, so that we might be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that our lives might be radically transformed, and that we might know the kingdom of God.